Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. And we're in the middle of the Christina Lou Show. Not in the middle, we're in the second segment of the Christina Lou Show. And this segment is going to be called Everything You Wanted to Know About Drones, But Were Afraid to Ask. Because Christina has a story and Otto has a story. So you fight it out. Who's going first, guys? I want a story.
Christina.
Well, listen, I wish I could sit here and preach that I'm a drone expert, that I've mastered the drone. I am fascinated by drones, but have yet to master the actual thing. Like I said, when they first became a thing, you know, my husband, I remember that Christmas buying my husband little ones, and he was like a little kid, you know, playing with his friends outside with their drones. And he really thought he had mastered until like the drone just faded off into sunset, you know, and there's a button on there that says return home. Because I was like, yeah, that's all we need. It's going to fall on the neighbor's house, you know. And luckily, it came home and fell in the middle of the street. And that was, I think, the last time that we were both like, oh, we're not cut out for this. We need to master the drone. But I am so fascinated with them, especially because of the video capabilities. You know, people have them for weddings and they can get a whole scene. I said, I wish I could just have a drone like fly over, you know, any function I have to kind of record what's happening. So that is mine. I'm fascinated by them. I think they are absolutely incredible. And it's, you know, Dan was even saying they're used instead of fireworks at a lot of places. So I think it's just, it's a pretty cool thing. And it certainly seems like a safer thing than fireworks. So,
well, one of my son-in-laws is a big drone guy. You know, he has a drone that goes up so high you can't see it.
Yeah.
And so for two Christmases in a row, they thought it'd be a good idea if they got me a drone. The first drone I never took out of the box, and I gave it to my youngest grandson eventually. But the second drone, I decided I was going to learn how to use this thing.
I like it. See, we could have joined forces, Otto.
Put an app on your smartphone. And when my two youngest grandchildren, two boys, 11 and 6, visited us from Pennsylvania, I decided it would be a good time to break it out, you know. So I break it out, and we're doing pretty good. You know, I have it up in the air, which is an accomplishment right by itself. And we're in my backyard, and I have a little steering problem. You know, you steer this thing with the screen on your smartphone, and it managed to get caught up in a tree.
Oh.
Yeah. But luckily, not high, so we were able to get it back down. But frankly, I have not flown the drone since that day. But I think it's a lot of fun. And, you know, I can't imagine how they're going to deliver packages with these things.
I know.
You know, I mean, it's a toy now, but it's going to be a serious, as you just indicated with the light show, a serious technology that people are going to use in the real world for shipping things. And I read in rural areas, they deliver library books to kids. Especially during COVID, it started where they use drones to literally deliver books. I have no idea how they do it. And these can obviously be a lot more powerful than my toy drone that I have.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I think me and Otto's downfall, we didn't have a powerful enough drone, I think was really the case.
But I mean, it's a technology that 10 years from now, 20 years from now, we're going to see more real stuff going on with drones.
Oh, there's no question.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, stay tuned. We'll be reporting on it here.
But now, Christina, I want to go. I don't think Otto has one of these. I believe I saw you on that all-terrain vehicle. Did you drive it?
Okay. So, full confession.
I don't know this. I don't know. I don't know if Otto knows.
Yeah. So my husband, for his birthday present for himself, he purchased an ATV because, like I said, we've been trying to find outdoor things to do during this time, certainly, because, like I said, that's our comfort level is an outdoor situation. So we're trying to find anything possible that we can do outside. So my husband did it. And like I said, in theory, you know, I have a vision of myself, you know, I'm going to do this, but I'm also a very cautious person when it comes to anything like that. I'll have the outfit, always have since I was a little girl, you know, I always will look the part. I always will, you know, I'll have the helmet that, you know, that's always been my thing ever since I was.
I don't know if you saw the picture. She was like one of those biker dudes.
Yeah. So, I did. Let's be clear. I rode it around the parking lot. So I'm going to give a full disclosure on that. I was not going. I'm very comfortable on the back of it with my husband driving. It's a great time. I get to look around, look at the leaves. You know, I get to just enjoy the scenery. But this place said, you know, no, you can't ride together. You have to ride alone. So I was like, I'll ride in the parking lot and I will sit here. And I took pictures of leaves while he drove around and had a grand old time. So that one picture you caught was simply me driving around a circle in that parking lot, which was a stretch for me. I said, has been a great time. I've met my quota and I'm just going to go sit and take a picture with my helmet on. And that's really it.
Where do you actually go? Like using an ATV?
Yeah. So it's actually very, I've learned a lot.
Like on Hempstead knowledgeable. Turnpike is not a good idea.
No, you can't. So there's in Long Island, there's upstate, there's tons of places. Right. But on Long Island, there's only a couple of things. So we went out east to Calverton. They have a whole trail thing. You know, obviously, if you have your own.
Oh, is that dirt road, Christina? Like,
yeah, it's like within like the woods. Forest. They make like a trail within like the woods, which is
okay.
But and like if you have your own property, you can kind of do whatever you want. But for right. all intents and purposes, that is it. You know, so we're actually looking to go upstate because I told him, I said, all right, you can do whatever you want. I was like, just find me a cozy cabin that I could have a little fire in. So we're actually in the process of trying to find something like that because upstate there's tons of stuff. So I also have to laugh because as much as my husband loves this, he is so keeps it so pristine. I said, I think you're like missing the point of it. Every ATV I see is very dirty and muddy and looks, and his is like, you know, a showcase. I was like, this is not your Camaro. This is an ATV. So let's just, you know, but he's all about keeping everything, you know, up to par. So.
Do you have a truck? How do you get it upstate?
Yes, he has a pickup truck.
Okay.
So luckily he had a pickup truck with a very big bed because then we did not have to get a trailer because that was like, that was going to be it for me. I was like, we are not getting a trailer.
Christina, you actually drive, he has like a ramp and he drives the thing up?
Yes, he has a ramp.
Okay.
So I'm, you know, please, between me and my mama Barbara, just watching the whole ramp process was quite the stressful process in itself. I said, this is it for me. Watching Jay go up a ramp, down a ramp was this just seems dangerous. I was like, put your helmet on. but it's fun. It's a new thing for us. So yes, I like that. I like that you guys thought I looked really outdoorsy and adventurous, but it's all in the outfit, guys. I'm a queen. If you fake it till you make it, you know what I mean?
Actually, Otto saw the picture too. It was one of those pictures. I said, this cannot be this party queen that we know. I was nervous and I looked at her.
This is why you know me so well. Clearly you saw beyond the gear, you know?
Yeah, but knowing Christina, it's connected to a party.
Well,
listen, I was like thinking that. I said, that's why I was like trying, my wheels were turning. I was like, there's these beautiful cabins out there with all this property. Like, what can we do on here? But like I said, we're trying to find things and it all ties back into finding stuff, you know, that you're able to kind of do. It's a new thing for us. So we shall see, where this takes us on the world of ATVing. It's a little dirty for me of an activity. So I don't know about the whole mudding and all that stuff. But we'll see. There'll be more pictures to come, I'm sure, people.
You're not allowed to drive those on the road, I don't think, are you?
No, only if there is like an emergency. You know, so if there's like a snowstorm and there's, because people have actually, Jay looked at it at first because there's a lot of people that have actually attached little plows to them.
So
his dad does, you know, landscaping still on the side. And he was looking for something small because he does it in this little community. And they were saying that's actually something that you can do. So who knows? You know what? It's just, it's one of our things. So we shall see where this takes us. Or hopefully it doesn't just rot away in our driveway, you know.
But yeah, the other thing is, you use it for a couple of years if you like it, and you sell it.
That's what I said. I mean,
just you know, at this point in time, it makes sense. You're having fun. You enjoy it.
Right, and that's what I said. We're getting outdoors. We're, you know, I said we're very fortunate in New York. I was saying to my husband, you know, and you know, you can go and you feel like you're in the woods. You can be on Long Island and go to the beach or out east to wine country and farms. You know, there's certainly all terrains. You know, and then the city, you know, when we're able to kind of go back into the city, really, you know, so.
Well, that goes back to my partner, Peter. He says, in reference to New York, there's no state like it. You can go from a beach in Montauk.
Amazing.
Up to Mohonk.
Yep.
And go hiking in the mountains. Yep. And then you have Broadway and you have major football and baseball and basketball and you name it, you have it in this place.
Yeah. And you can get to everything relatively quick. You know, so it's pretty impressive.
Well, you mentioned beach. I just started something with several cousins.
I saw that on Facebook.
I saw that too.
Sunday morning, we do about 10,000 steps at Jones Beach.
Awesome.
Along the boardwalk. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, it's amazing how many people are out there. It's unbelievable. And they really did a beautiful job.
It's amazing. It's so beautiful.
The whole place is great. People are not in the water, obviously, but there's plenty of people walking and riding bicycles of all ages.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. What John said, and Peter said, that we just have so many things. If you're able, while you can do it, do it, you know.
And I think that certainly, you know, we're always trying to look at the silver lining in this crazy world we're living in. And I think, you know, just my own observations too, and even what you're saying, Otto, I see so many more people now outside walking and doing stuff that, you know, you never would have thought. You know, at this time, you think, all right, people kind of would fade off. It's fall. It's getting a little chillier. People aren't necessarily going to be, you know, walking around Jones Beach. But I see, I was like, you know, my husband and I did the same thing. And we saw there was like a lot of people. And everyone was like doing it safe, distanced, and it's just nice to see, you know, I think it's actually people certainly, I was laughing. I said, all my friends turned into like hikers during this whole thing. Everyone's constantly hiking in the woods with their husband and children. So I think, you know, that's kind of a positive that's coming because you, at least you're getting out there. Cause I think everyone ran the gamut and I love TV, but I also think you need a balance, you know, certainly, and to get out there and enjoy the fresh air. And
I saw pictures of Otto walking with some of your family. And it's funny, but not funny. It was very nice. I hate sand. I will never step on sand. I don't go to the beach. And my wife loves the beach. And it's all our life. It's like, you go down the beach. I stood like where the concrete ends. That's where you'll find John. Because I'm not.
Well, that's why the boardwalk's good for you. Because
boardwalk I like. I like the boardwalk.
You know, but you're not actually touching sand.
You can't touch it. In fact, just last night I said to her, I said, would you have an interest? But she won't because she's too COVID concerned and me concerned. I said, would you be willing to go over like to Long Beach? But we would stay in a hotel on the boardwalk. Just like one Saturday. Yeah. We know it's a nice day. We'll go for a walk. You know, we haven't been to a restaurant. And she said, no, you're not going to a restaurant. I'm not going. And that's the end of it. And I said, okay. I said, you know, you go into one of these places. I mean, there are certain things that are safe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we just have two different personalities when it comes to it. I would be willing to go. I'm not going to go into a crowd of 1,000 people that you can't even touch your shoulders, that everybody's touching shoulders. But, you know, you're 25%, you got a table here and another table over there. You're on the long, what do you call that? The boardwalk, the doors are opened.
Yeah.
But she said, no.
Well, listen, and it all goes back to everyone's got their own comfort level. And,
right.
You know, and I think, listen, who knows, you know, maybe she'll get comfortable in a month or two, you know, you don't know. But I think it's like respecting that too. And that's something, you know, like I said, my whole family, everyone, anyone you talk to between my cousins, everyone's got a different opinion or comfort level. So it's kind of just finding a happy medium for everyone. So,
well, you know, what's coming up now and it's starting with talking in my family is Thanksgiving and then Christmas.
Yep.
And it's kind of looking like, in my end of it, we're going to wind up with a very small handful of people as opposed to the normal 20.
You know what I'm going to do? I think Thanksgiving is an important conversation. We're going to take a break because we're going to talk about that. I think it's significant. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.